Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Bob Kroll. He's the mayor of Carson City for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Who else has pumped millions into elect Joe Heck? The big oil billionaire Koch brothers. They struck it big with Congressman Heck. They spend millions getting him elected. He denies the science of climate change, voting for billions in tax breaks for oil companies and against our solar energy economy, risking good Nevada jobs. Nevada's got all the sun in the world, but Joe Heck takes big oil's money and votes big oil's way. The LCD Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome to the program the mayor of Carson City, Bob Kroll. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Bob, the recent shootings of the police officers in Dallas, well, reminded me of the day in 2011 when five people were shot to death at the IHOP restaurant in Carson City, including three members of the Nevada National Guard. And I just wanted to ask you, how can a community, whether it be Carson City or Dallas, recover from something like that? Is it possible to fully recover from something like that?
Well, I don't know that you ever fully recover from something like that, but I will tell you that my own experience in Carson City is that if you do things right, and that, you know, you can actually come out stronger, because it's a terrible tragedy. There's no doubt about that. But when that happens, your community really rallies around folks. And it was, you know, you saw that also with the killing of Deputy Carl Howell. And, you know, what it is a chance for the community to say, to promote mutual respect among folks. And you know, I'd like to think, and I do think, that in Carson City, you know, we have, from our police standpoint, you know, the sheriff and our public safety officers go overboard in making sure that they're integrated with the community, making sure that, you know, that they are with the young people, making, you know, helping them make good choices starting at a young age. As I wrote a little note to the mayor of Orlando, you know, and said, you know, these are terrible tragedies, but your community will come out stronger. I mean, you never want to go through something like this to have to have your community come out stronger, but I do think that at the end of the day, you know, if you're conscientious about it and you're compassionate about what it means to your community, you really can come out a stronger community in that respect.
You know, in the past, you've spoken about some of the gang situations in Carson City. Yeah. Have they improved in your mind over the last 4 years?
Well, I think you could. I haven't looked at the gang issue in particular, but I can tell you that, you know, that crime in general is down in Carson City. I mean, for what that means, crime is down in Carson City.
Well, in your State of the City speech in January, you said that crime in Carson City has fallen to its lowest levels in 20 years.
Yeah.
But one of the things, Bob, that you said is a serious problem, and that's a quote, serious problem, is domestic violence. Yeah. Maybe if you could talk about that, why is domestic violence such a critical issue in Carson City?
Yeah. Well, I think, frankly, domestic violence is a critical issue everywhere. And, you know, the thing that brought domestic violence to a head is not just that we have, you know, a number of people being arrested for domestic violence, but, you know, when Carl Howell was killed, that was a domestic violence call.
Right.
And I've been asked before, you know, how do you address domestic violence issues in terms of, you know, community leadership? And it's like any tragedy. It's difficult to explain what the proper approach is. But my own sense is that, one, we have to start early in school teaching young people to have respect for others, and educating folks that it is not okay to engage in hostilities against their fellow man. And I think, you know, that the more people in your community that feel that way, the more that, you know, you create an atmosphere where, you know, domestic violence is just not an acceptable event in our community. And you get that sense of a feeling in your entire community, and I think that's one way of addressing the problem. But there's no doubt about it. It's a problem. And I think it's a problem a lot of other places than Carson.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mayor Bob when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Kroll. He's the mayor of Carson City, up for re-election this year. A lot of redevelopment going on in Carson City.
I'm surprised you noticed there's any construction happening in Carson City.
Trying to come down the main drag. People are unhappy about the delays, but they're going to be very happy when the results come out, right?
Well, I think, you know, I don't think there's any delay. You know, these things are happening, and actually Carson Street is on track. And Carson Street, while it won't have all the bells and whistles on it, it'll be ready for Nevada Day, so that you'll see a different Carson City in Nevada on Nevada Day in terms of your ability to move around downtown. And you'll also see on the north end of Carson Street, I think we're going to start planting trees, and the lampposts are in and things of that nature. So people are going to start seeing what that whole area is going to look like. And, you know, at the end of this month, end of July, we're going to have a celebration to open McFadden Plaza. That's right across the street from the legislature on 3rd Street, where, you know, that will be, kind of where you can move from the legislature right into that plaza just have a good place for people to come mix and join and mingle and things of that nature. And I don't know if you've been down to see that, but, you know, there'll be a permanent stage there, a water feature there. And I have to say, you know, when you look at standing at 3rd Street area and you look across to the Legislative Mall, and there'll be a crosswalk that goes across, it'll be a gorgeous connection between the state and the city and, in Carson City.
You know, as the last 8 years have rolled by, and they've rolled by so quickly, it just seems to me.
Yeah.
What's the biggest improvement you think you've seen in the capital city?
Well, I'd like to think, that we've made strides on the unemployment side of things. You know, when I was first mayor, you know, we cut $10 million out of the general fund. We reduced our workforce by nearly 100 folks. At one point in time, our unemployment, the number of, you know, forget the percentages. At one point in time, we had 3,000 wage earners out of work in Carson City. You know, we're now back to around 1,500 wage earners out of work. And that's, you know, we're close to, you know, I think the last time I looked, it was 12 or 1,300 is about where you're, you know, the normal economic stay where you're going to is the bottom. But I'd like to think that that's probably one of the best things we've done in terms of keeping the community going and keeping the community healthy.
So. Bob, how would you gauge unemployment and sales tax revenue from now, from when maybe before the pre-crash of 2008? Has unemployment, is it as good now as it was then? And same with the...
No, I think we've got some work to do on unemployment to get back to the pre-2008. But we're getting there close. We're getting there. I think... You know, Carson City, if I can brag for a minute, is, you know, coming out of this recession, as I mentioned, we cut $10 million out of the general fund budget. We reduced our workforce by the public workforce by about 100. Coming out of this, you know, we're in the final stages of completing the complete revamping of our water supply so that we meet the Safe Drinking Water Act. We didn't have to go through and build a treatment plant. It cost us a little bit of money, but we've driven a pipeline from clean water in Douglas County that we pipe to Carson City that goes right by Indian Hills. So Indian Hills gets clean water as well. That's coming. That's about done. We are in the same time, about $30 million to revamp the entire wastewater treatment plant that we have that's about 40, 45 years old. Those are two major projects. You know, water and sewer are core public services. That, you know, I'm proud to say that, you know, our community, with what we're doing, will be there for, those services will be available for generations to come. And on the other side, not on the other side, but along with that, 20 years ago, we passed a bond measure that said we're going to build an athletic center, the multi-athletic center. And we're finally getting that done. That the doors opened on that last December. Mm-hmm. There's been an outcry in our community for a long period of time for a new animal shelter, because our old one has been declared essentially uninhabitable by the National Humane Society. That's going to open up in August. We will have the McFadden Plaza that's an opening. Carson Street will be, the streetscape will be looked at and changed. It's in the process. It'll be done by the end of this year. The freeway will be open sometime early next year.
Let me just stop you for a second.
So I'm going on.
How did you end up getting the money to finish the bypass? Because I thought it was going to be maybe 20 years down the road before that third leg finally got done. But you managed to do that. How did you do that?
I'd like to say I did it, but I didn't. But one of the ways that we did it is that, you know, we split off that interchange down at the bottom of Spooner, which is about a $40 million price tag. And so that interchange will, you know, you won't have an overpass interchange there. You'll have an at grade essentially change, which allowed, you know, gave us enough cash to finish the freeway to Spooner. But that's one of the ways it happened.
Excuse me. So. Is that something that will be looked at again in the future?
Yeah, it's on the interchange is part of the transportation improvement plan. It'll be there. When that gets done is another question.
Well, the big elephant in the room, I think, when you talk about redevelopment in Carson City is what happens with the Ormsby House? I mean, it's a huge 10-story hotel casino complex right on Main Street. It's been closed. It has a great history with opening up with by Senator and former Governor Paul Laxalt, but it just sits there. Can it even be saved now? Because you know, structurally, is it savable?
Ray, I don't know that I know the answers to the engineering side of that. Let me just say, nothing would please me more than to have the Ormsby House open again. I think that, you know, with that and what's happening on the streetscape, that would make a complete downtown. And so, you know, I'd like to think that we work very closely with the owners of that to make sure that, you know, the city's doing what it can to facilitate and promote its opening. They don't take a dime of taxpayer money, which is to their credit. And
Karen Abow was on the program. She suggested that there might be new ownership.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's always out there they're looking at, you know, selling that piece of property. I don't know enough about more than that to comment.
But you would not be shocked if in the next year or so that there was an announcement of new ownership in that property?
I would not be shocked.
Let me ask you about housing starts, because they're a good gauge of the economy. For example, I look at the Reno Sparks area in Northern Nevada Business Weekly, the permits that are being pulled, and boy, the housing industry is really putting their, you know, shovels in the ground now. What's happening in Carson City in terms of that?
Well, funny you should ask. Sometimes, you know, when I was first mayor,
I hit a good one there.
when I was first mayor, you know, there was actually no permits being pulled. You get the monthly permit reports and it's zero. And you worry hard about that from a sustainability standpoint. And now, you know, the pendulum is swinging the other way, where, you know, in the real estate market, I'm told that the turnover rate is about what it was, you know, in 2005, 2006. But here's a statistic that is out there. You know, Carson City can grow to about 75,000 or 80,000. That's what our infrastructure can handle. That's what that valley can handle.
So it's about a 33% increase.
Yeah, and you know, we have the infrastructure available to do that. And we have a growth management ordinance that tells us, you know, what we can do, you know, how much we can grow to get there, to get to that number, how much we can grow every year, which is, that growth management ordinance has been in existence since 1979. That's a smart thing, because it not only helps growth, but it gives you a glide path to how you can get there. But here's the statistic. If you just looked at from a residential standpoint, that the amount of residences that grown out to 75 or 80,000, it would equate to is about another 4,500 homes. Right now, either conceptual or filed, or, you know, people are talking about, there's 3,500.
Wow.
I mean, that's what's happening. Now, all, you know, that development doesn't, and people, you know, I want to emphasize, you know, that kind of development doesn't happen overnight, because
right.
The growth management ordinance says, you know, you can develop 600 units a year. That has never happened in our history. But I can tell you that from a development standpoint and from an interest in Carson City, there are, you know, we know of at least 3,500 homes that people are talking about or thinking about, which is, again, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's a big change from where it was when you saw nothing happening.
Is that part of the Tesla effect?
I don't know if it's part of the Tesla effect. I think it's part of, you know, I think it's part of what's happening in Nevada, northern Nevada in particular. You know, we're seeing, I don't know that we're seeing manufacturing firms, you know, come here exactly for Tesla, but I think we probably will. But I think what's a large part of what's happening is that, you know, that freeway that's now completed between Reno and Carson City, there's a combination between Reno, Washoe Valley, and Carson City, you know, where that this whole area, I think the brand of the whole northern Nevada area is changing. And I think that folks who are looking for a little different lifestyle than you would see in Reno, are coming to Carson City, and that's what's attractive about it.
And, you know, it's interesting because the Washoe Valley is the competitive area now. For example, Carson Tahoe Hospital tries to pull as many patients in from the Washoe Valley as Renown does.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting battle. Let's take a break. More with Mayor Bob when we come back.
Okay.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
This is how we communicated in the 1980s, and this is how we communicate now. This is what marijuana looked like in the 80s, and how people used it, and this is what pot looks like today. Today's marijuana isn't what you smoked in the 80s. Don't be fooled. One in six teens that use marijuana will become addicted. Talk to your kids about marijuana. Visit jtnn.org for more information.
Who else has pumped millions into elect Joe Heck? The big oil billionaire Koch brothers. They struck it big with Congressman Heck. They spend millions getting him elected. He denies the science of climate change, voting for billions in tax breaks for oil companies and against our solar energy economy, risking good Nevada jobs. Nevada's got all the sun in the world, but Joe Heck takes big oil's money and votes big oil's way. The LCD Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor Bob Kroll of Carson City.
Bob, from walking around the Capitol for so many years, I've often seen the picture of the USS Carson City from a World War II ship, but now you say that there is a new ship that will be called the USNS Carson City, is that right?
That's correct. We christened the USNS Carson City EPF-7 in January of this year. It is a literal transport ship. It can carry 300 Marines and 600 short tons of equipment. It's designed, you know, it's twin-hulled. It goes 35 to 40 knots and pretty fast, if I may say so myself. It's designed for coastal issues and close-in support issues.
How did a ship get named again after Carson City after maybe a 80-year hiatus?
I'd like to tell you. I know, but I will just tell you, you know, that I think that a lot of these ships, the EPF-7 ships, are being named after communities that like Carson City. So,
all right, let me change topics on you because we're running out of time here.
Sure.
We've got a couple of minutes. Gary Goetz Group runs Casino Fandango, which has been a phenomenally successful property in the south part of Carson City. They have kept all of their plans alive for the Legends in Sparks project. My understanding is that they are going to break ground on that in the not-too-distant future. Can you share any of that with us?
On what they can do in Sparks up here?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not certain, you know, I don't know that I can share. I don't know anything. I mean,
the former city manager of Sparks, Sean Carey, was on the program, said they have all the entitlements and they're going to move ahead.
I don't know enough about what their plans are in Sparks to comment, Sam, but I will tell you, you know, that from a community standpoint, Casino Fandango and that complex there has been an immense boon to Carson City. They're sharp operators. They're good off. Sharp in the sense of good.
Okay, and we got less than a minute left. What's the relationship now between Carson City and the Carson Valley, Douglas County?
I think it's never been better. And I'm proud of this, that when I was mayor, you know, we had fights between us. Now we were able, for the first time, and we've talked about this for years, we were able to drive a water line from the town of Minden to Carson City that actually comes out and goes into Dayton, where we're able to get clean water to Carson City through Indian Hills, out into Dayton for fire protection if they need it. We wouldn't have gotten that absent good relations between Carson Valley, Douglas County, and Carson City. I'm very proud of that. And we do cross-jurisdictional services. We do their environmental inspections for them. We get along extremely well, and I think that's wonderful.
And on that positive note, sir, we thank you for being here, as always. Always a pleasure to have you on. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CCNN to other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
What you doing?
Just checking my free credit score at Credit Karma.
What the?
You're welcome. I just helped you dodge a bullet.
But I was just checking
my... Shh! Don't you know that checking your credit score lowers it? Just be cool.
Actually, checking your credit score with Credit Karma doesn't affect it at all.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Huh, so I guess I could just check my credit score then. Oh.
Check out Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Sorry about that.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.